definitely human.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. Are you all right there?
You've got the script the wrong way around.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, totally my fault. Right. Go right ahead, sorry.
You think out of 25 episodes, yeah, you might figure it out.
That is my bad. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay, start again.
Please just, go right ahead.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And we are David Knight, and this week we're reviewing McVitie's Gold Bar. We're reviewing McVitie's Gold Bar.
No, you said we're David Knight.
Did I? No, I'm pretty sure I said I, actually. But okay, whatever. Slip of the tongue.
Okay, well.
Slip of the tongue.
Okay, it's been a long series.
I'm just ruining everything today. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's been a long series, so let's just try and get through one more, and then we can call it a day.
Yeah, because this is actually the last episode.
It is, yeah. In what
the
we're
finale.
What we're calling season one.
I haven't really specified how many seasons there will be.
It's open-ended, really.
Is it safe to say more than 50?
I'd say it's certainly going to be less than 100.
Less than 100.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first,
there you go.
Folks.
Yeah, so good news, is going to be less than 100 series of IWGBRP.
Some seasons may have more episodes than other seasons.
It's
not like a super structured thing. And it's kind of loose, just fun and loose.
Yeah, exactly. And I imagine probably after around season 20, we'll start to just get a bit conceptual with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like season 21 will just be a shop. We'll just open up a biscuit shop in season 21. Season 24 is like a bomb casing, but it's filled with broken biscuits. Something about war.
There'll be an episode where it's more of sort of just a soundscape journey.
Yeah, Tom can do that one. I mean, the more stuff that we can put on Tom, the better.
So, oh, yeah.
But no, this is going to be the last one for a little while because Mars Corp, the sirens call. We can hear it. It's luring us onto the rocks once again. But we know we have to write more Mars Corp. And because I have a full-time job and David spends a lot of time using legal highs and
speculating. Legal. The key word there is legal.
Legal highs, yeah. He gets off the internet and they are legal.
I'm not doing anything technically wrong.
Exactly, yeah. So if you're listening, please don't bother coming because that's not illegal at the moment when we're recording this. But yeah, so we just don't have enough time to do that.
Maybe we should make a podcast about making Mars Corp 2.
Oh, yeah. I love how self-indulgent that would
be. If you think this show is depressing, listeners, it's just like an hour of us sobbing quietly.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to Mars Corp, go and listen to it because that's what we're going to be doing in the meantime. And then hopefully this will come back at some future date, which we are not confident enough to put a date on yet.
I mean, hopefully we sort of live to see that.
Yeah, that's kind of the main thing. It's not like when we finish Mars Corp, it's if we survive long enough to do it, yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing this bony rap on the door and I'll open the door and it's, you know, it's him. It's, you know.
The mailman.
Exactly. Yeah, the mailman. He's like, the parcel? Yeah. And then he hands me the parcel and I realize it's a bony hand. I'm like, death? Why I order? He's like, I almost got you, Dave. Not this time. Not today. It's like, oh, okay, I'll try again. I know. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Do that every day. A little fun thing we have.
You and Death.
Me and Death.
Which is the next sitcom we're working on after Mask Off season two.
We're housemates, but he's also trying to take me over to the other side.
Yeah.
But if he does that, he'll have to pay all of the rent. And because he's lazy, he doesn't want to do that.
My only concern is thematically it's quite similar to this show. So it's, and we're always trying new things.
Yeah. Where it's like we kind of want to destroy each other, but need each other to continue doing this. And we're too lazy to find like a different solution.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah. Death and David, that's coming soon. Probably do that between season two of this and season three of this. So yeah.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'm going to wrap this up with a big finish, I think. Maybe. Who knows? We haven't done it yet. McVitie's goal.
Oh yeah, no, it might be terrible.
It could be terrible, yeah.
We don't know.
But that would be an appropriate end for this show as well, I think.
That's true, yeah. We end not with a bang, but a whimper.
Yeah, yeah.
Very in keeping with the show's ethos.
Yeah, or maybe not with a bang, but with whimpering.
Yeah, that's basically the same thing, but yeah.
I prefer the way. So yeah, it's returns our old foe, McVitie.
Yeah.
But they, we've gone for the big ones this time. The gold bars. I mean, they're called gold and they're bars. That's a big statement.
It's kind of like, it's a very grand one to finish on, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it can get any grander.
No, I don't think so. I mean...
Look at that fucking packet.
It's gold, yeah.
And it just says gold.
It just says gold on it. I don't set expectations too high, but with the Empty Bliss lifestyle that we're both now pursuing with great success, we're putting the foundations. We're not reaping the rewards yet. We're still kind of building the structure, but I feel like we're definitely on the right path.
I think we're winning. We're basically winning.
Yeah.
What do winners get? Gold.
Gold. So yeah, this is it. I think this is going to fit into the Empty Bliss lifestyle. That's still running. Like, this show might have ended, but we're still running that.
Oh, yeah.
Keep sending
your
money in.
That's a way of life. That's not just a show.
Exactly.
It's bigger
than
that.
I mean, that's the other thing. Not doing this to give us time to A, do Mars Corp, and B, just go all in on Empty Bliss lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Not that we haven't been going all in already, but, like, go all in even more.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, like 120%.
That's impossible, but yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly. Not Empty Bliss, it's not.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, let's do the impossible.
Exactly, yeah. Even though it makes no logical sense. So these gold bars, there's not a lot to say about them.
Oh.
Apart from the fact they're gold. And what more do you need to say than that?
That's the thing.
Glitters.
Like, who cares about the details?
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the superficial aspects of this biscuit. It's a gold biscuit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And that's so appropriate.
Absolutely. And all the best things are gold, as we know from that story, King Midas.
Lucky bastard. Yeah. So lucky.
He rubbed the lamp. Jesus came out and said, Midas, what do you want, baby? Anyone? I want some gold. And he's like, and Midas like, where's my gold? He's like, touch something. Touches his one true love, turns to gold. It's like, amazing.
Yeah, this is even better. It's like my one true love, but now made of gold.
Yeah. My one true love will last forever now is a gold statue. This is even better. My memory of Bible story is not what it once was, but I think he ended up pretty happy.
Yeah. Is it a Bible story?
Like I said, my memory of Bible story is not what it once was. So I'm feeling good about this.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the one we've been looking for.
I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling very optimistic, just full of hope.
Yeah.
That's always been the thing about our show. It's just all about hope.
Yeah, exactly. All about hope. All about just bringing those good times back that we had when we were younger and recreating them, because they're going to be just as good. And which is just as well, because this biscuit trades 100% on nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
So on their website, it says, enjoy a luxurious moment for one by unwrapping at McVitie's Gold Bar. It's most definitely a pure nostalgic pleasure for all.
It actually says that on the website.
Yeah. So, first of all, it says a luxurious moment for one. No one else there to interrupt your moment of pure nostalgia.
Yeah. I like how brazen it is. Mm. They're just like, yeah, fuck it. That's all it is. It's just nostalgia.
Can't really find much history, which is great because, history is a drag.
Ties
you just want to be in the moment.
Yeah.
Throw off your past.
Forget about traditions. None of it matters. None of it is important. Don't learn anything from it. It's all frivolous and nonsense. It's in the past for a reason.
Yeah.
Leave it behind.
Exactly.
Always move forward like a shark. You got to be like a shark.
Always moving. because otherwise it's the end. And get rid of your roots as well, you know? Roots are fine up to a point, but then just get rid of them.
That's, well, yeah, exactly.
That's the problem with trees. They're just stuck in one place.
Who wants to be a tree? Nobody.
Exactly.
Burn those bridges. You've crossed the bridge.
Yeah.
You've got to the other side.
Move on to the next bridge.
What, are you going back? What are you going back for?
Exactly. Go on to the next bridge and then burn that one and find the next bridge.
And yes, listeners, this is going to be the entire show.
Yeah.
I don't think we're even going to get onto the biscuits.
Oh yeah, the biscuits, right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't really find much history. Earliest mention I've seen online is in the 1980s. It feels like quite a 1980s kind of biscuit.
Yeah, gold.
Gold, yeah. I found an advert from 1991 in which it's described as deliciously different. That's as much heritage as this has. Mm-hmm. It just decided one day to call itself different.
I mean, it is kind of different. Most other biscuits kind of at least pretend that they have some sort of cultural value or something, yeah. Right?
Doesn't seem like a very British biscuit. To like be as ostentatious as to call yourself gold.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not
big fans of success in this country.
It does feel a bit more like an American biscuit, right? Which, incidentally, leads us on to my choice of costume.
Oh, right. Okay,
I'm dressed
yeah.
as an American today.
Yeah, looks kind
looks
of...
good, yeah.
Yeah,
looks good,
it looks... It does, but I'm not... Yeah, okay, go on.
Let me talk you through my thought process. When I think of gold,
there's
only one name that comes to mind. I'm dressed as a man, a great man, who certainly gets the gold medal for exceptionalism, in my opinion.
Right.
He's a man, a leader of men, who embodies the gold standard. But he's also a man of contradictions because he actually freed America from the shackles of the gold standard, devaluing the dollar and ushering in a new era of economic growth and high employment. When you think of gold, you think of winning. And let me tell you, I feel like a winner today because I'm dressed as old Red Hunter himself, Richard Nixon. Pretty good, eh?
What the fuck?
Pretty good.
No, what the fuck?
What?
You can't dress as Richard Nixon.
Why not? I thought we were doing costumes.
That's my costume. I always dress as Richard Nixon. You know this.
You dress as... No, because what was it last time you were... You were some sort of sailor.
Sailor Nixon. Sailor Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon in a sailor outfit.
Is that right? You were Nixon?
God damn, it's the last episode. And you've done this. You just couldn't let me enjoy it, could you?
So are you saying that you're dressed as Richard Nixon as well?
Yes, of course I'm dressed as Richard Nixon.
What are the chances of that? What a crazy coincidence that we're both dressed as the same thing. That's so random.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I've done a little bit better covering myself head to toe in gold body paint.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I think that's where I got confused. I thought you were Buddha.
Yeah, well, he's certainly my spiritual guide. Yeah, I was dressed as Nixon.
Who?
Richard Nixon.
Okay.
Yeah, one, you know, President Richard Nixon.
Yeah, I'm dressed as
Richard okay, Nixon. Yeah. I'm actually, underneath the suit, I've got a big silver, like, lightning bolt on my chest.
Okay.
So I'm actually the Nixon Shock. which was, as you've just stepped on it, a series of economic actions Nixon undertook in 1971, the most famous of which was the decoupling of the dollar from the gold standard, which meant dollars can no longer be traded for gold at a fixed price, and yada, yada, yada.
Mm.
So yeah, Nixon Shock, baby. Head to toe in gold, except for the silver bolt on my chest.
You must feel pretty like silly right now.
I feel great.
You're not kind of like a little bit embarrassed. You must feel silly.
Because you look silly.
I mean, I'm just dressed as Richard Nixon.
Yeah, but not as good as mine because I'm head to toe in gold. It's just.
You're right.
it was literally gold.
It's not actual
and some
gold,
of the,
is
some
it?
Of the, I think some of the glitter. Just it's fine. I'll be fine. Yeah,
like head to toe, like you because you. Yeah. Like, can your skin breathe?
What?
Isn't that like a thing? Like, if you cover your whole body with like paint or something, it's like your skin can't breathe and you suffocate or something like that.
Is this one of your jokes?
I wouldn't joke about that kind of thing.
I don't know. We both know that you want me gone so you can have this all to yourself.
I don't think we've seen any evidence of that today on this show.
Okay, well, I'm sure my skin can breathe fine, but it is pretty hot in here. So if you could like turn down the heating, that would improve my comfort levels.
I'm a little bit chilly actually.
No, it's incredibly hot in here.
Okay.
Okay, maybe a biscuit will cheer me up. Yeah, that's what I need. Just need some McVitie's gold bars. Let's get back on that empty bliss lifestyle. I don't care that you dress as Nixon because it doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Okay.
It's empty bliss, right?
Yeah, no, empty. Exactly. Yeah. You know? It's just a weird coincidence. Like it was bound to happen sooner or later. Like law of averages, right?
Yeah. I guess so. Okay, so first thing to say about these, I mean, apart from the packaging, which, as you mentioned, is...
I'm not a crook!
Excuse me?
Sorry, that's right.
I'm not a crook.
Oh, no, I don't know who that is. Can you please tell me? I have no idea.
I was doing Richard Nixon, like his voice.
Oh, that's what that was it?
Did that not sound right?
No, it
was not very good at impressions.
No, it was bad. Oh. It was bad.
Oh, well.
It was a bad voice.
So I love that you have like the big package of biscuits there, yeah, where it just says gold. It's kind of like a giant version of the small packs inside, right? Because, yeah, you open up the big pack and you get these little packs inside, and they really do look like little gold bars.
It's quite fun, isn't it? I'm having a lot of fun. A tremendous amount of fun right now.
Really? Because I'm not getting that from the tone of your voice.
Well,
I suppose you kind of have difficulty communicating feelings through tone, don't you?
Yeah, I'd say words speak louder than actions and delivery of those words.
Yeah, they do say that.
Yeah. Just like to point out these biscuits. One of these bad boys has a quarter of your recommended daily intake of saturated fat. And these are pretty small. That is incredible. These are quite small bars.
Crunchy biscuit bar with a unique gold coating. Do you think that's false advertising?
Right.
I know for a fact these are not made of actual gold.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they kind of get away with just saying, like, yes, the colour gold. Let's open and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that we perhaps should address is these are biscuit bars. They're individually wrapped biscuit bars, you know.
Yeah. Have we done anything like that before?
No.
Not really.
I'd say it's still on the biscuit spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a weird biscuit bar hybrid.
Oh, wow. Straight away you get that smell. That sort of caramel smell.
Right? Yeah.
It smells of the fair.
I like how it says gold on the bar. And the bar is in the shape of a gold bar.
Yeah. And it's gold.
Yeah.
Well, it's caramel colour.
But, you know, suspend a bit of disbelief, you know?
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Let's get into it.
I like the look of it.
Yeah.
A lot.
I feel richer just holding this. Okay. I think I'm going to go for a bite.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
Oh my God. I can't see.
It's like, I'm pretty sure that's sweeter than if we were just eating a bowl of sugar.
Yeah, yeah, somehow. I think you're right, actually. Jesus.
Whew.
Sorry, you have to give me a minute here. I can't really see straight right now.
Yeah, I need to compose myself.
Okay, so it looks like it's a pretty thin biscuit, just absolutely coated in this kind of vanilla-y, caramelly, just pure concentrated sugar.
It's kind of like a Caramac, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try another bite. Dial 999, and then if I don't kind of respond in a minute, press call.
Actually kind of hurts my teeth a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I know, I'm kind of enjoying that a little bit as well.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I like a bit of pain with my pleasure. No, yeah, I say that as a pro.
Mm. This is opulence. It's not class. There's nothing classy about this.
Oh, no.
But it's opulent.
It's almost cheap.
Oh, it's incredibly cheap, let me tell you. This, don't let the name fool you. Macbeth's Gold, 8 of these bars cost £1.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of amazing that you can get something that sugary for that little money.
Yeah. I wonder if it's had any kind of long-term detrimental effect on our country.
It's had a pretty strong short-term detrimental effect on my teeth right now and probably on my digestive system.
I didn't even realise you still had your own teeth.
Ah, well, yeah, I still got a few surprises. I still got a couple of those bad boys lodged away at the back of my mouth. Can you rate it? Are you going to eat a whole one? Are you going to eat two in this episode?
I feel like I could eat 10 of those in a row and just be really sick afterwards. I'd quite happily do that to my body.
Yeah? Do you want to do it for the show?
No, I'd have to be alone when I was doing it.
Mm. I think on the taste level, I'd give it a 3.
Really?
Yeah. I'm kind of liking the sort of, yeah, the like caramel flavor, but Jesus Christ, it's just so sweet. I've spent so many years denying myself pleasure. That now, just being swamped by sugar is too much. My body doesn't know how to react.
Yeah, you're shaking right now.
Yeah, I'm just filled with hate and anger right now. I've had something this sweet and it just filled me with bitterness.
It had kind of the opposite effect on me. It's put me in quite a good mood, actually.
Really?
I was in a good mood before, but now I'm also in a good mood.
I guess it
hasn't really changed my mood at all, but I really enjoyed that.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot. I think I'm going to go for a 4.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing, like the aftertaste isn't too bad.
Mm.
It might just be that it's absolutely obliterating my taste buds and I will never taste anything ever again. It's a shock and awe biscuit.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's a shock and awe.
It's put on such a devastating display of power that your taste buds just give up. Yeah.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah, so we got a few letters to... Letters?
Letters?
Yeah, you know, the fans, people who like the show, they send in letters.
Oh, right, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
No. I thought you were just going to start sounding off letters from the alphabet. So I was like, what is this segment all about?
Okay, so the letter. So first up, this is from Stuart. Subject, do better evil. Message, hi guys, big fan of the IWGBRP and the excellent Mars Corp. Great taste.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for the second one. First one's questionable, but yeah, Mars Corp's a great show. Check it out. Just a quick comment for your last IWGBRP podcast for a while. I very much like David's suggestion to do more evil, but I thought it needed a tweak. How about do better evil?
Okay. Yeah? Interesting.
Okay. It occurs to me that all the evil people in the world right now are failing miserably. Look at Trump. President and his party have control at all levels of the government, yet how many of his dark and nefarious policies have they got through? Barely any. And the Brexiteers, making a shame of what should be an easy process of ripping us away from Europe and letting us cast adrift in the Pacific to embrace our lonely and isolated dystopian future. Pacific? I'm going to assume that's a joke. Stu's having some fun with me. All of it is a very poor attempt at evil. Even in fiction, Voldemort, Sauron, Kevin McAllister, all of them useless of being Dark Lords or carrying out evil. None of them kill the people they're trying to. If only they could do better evil.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just a thought. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, there's something to be said for Stuart's argument there.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't think it matters how well you do the evil.
Okay.
I've always believed that quantity is more important than quality.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That's why this series has 25 episodes, whereas Mars Corp only had 12.
I guess the other thing is, like, if someone does something atrocious,
mm-hmm.
it's very easy for you to say, like, okay, well, that person has done a great evil, but that doesn't reflect poorly on us as a species.
Oh, right.
Whereas what I'm trying to do is kind of like a rising tide of evil.
Oh, nice.
Where everyone turns okay. and looks at one another and it's like, maybe we were the evil ones all along.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be like, oh, we're so shit. And then they'll just like start doing even more evil. And then because they were so bad,
yeah,
God will be like, well, I'm not having you in heaven. And they'll all come to hell. And I'll be like, that's now who's plan. Lolling?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like trickle-down evil or something, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I liked Rising Tide. It sounded a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Like
trickle-down doesn't sound quite as good.
Okay. Thanks, Stu. Next up is Dennis. Subject, blank, message, why?
Okay.
Well, why not, Dennis?
Got him.
Got him.
Yeah.
I look forward to your response. Okay, next up.
Hopefully we'll pick that conversation back after season two.
That's a cliffhanger for all the listeners. What's Dennis's response going to be?
We're going to have the longest email chain.
Yeah, like I say, that should have been, why not, with an asterisk, and the asterisk says, in 200 words or less.
Yeah.
So next up is Xander, who says, praise be to the Dark Lord of the Pit.
Great, yeah.
Maybe this is for someone else.
No.
Message, hello David and David. Okay, it does seem to be for us.
Yep.
I hope you are both well. As the subject line indicates, I want to share some information about Richard Nixon with you and the rest of the IWGBRP community.
That's so funny.
That's fantastic.
Xander has emailed this for this episode because, like, by some bizarre coincidence, we're both dressed as Richard Nixon.
Yeah, you got kind of the committed Nixon dresser-upper here, and you've got the casual tourist over there.
Like,
so
we both randomly decided to dress up as Richard Nixon for our costumes for this episode, and then Xander's also, like, randomly talking about Richard Nixon. That's so wacky.
As the Nixon Facts segment has become one of my favorite parts of the show. Okay. The great American journalist Hunter S. Thompson wrote the following about Nixon just after his death. His casket should have been launched into one of those open sewage canals that empty in the ocean just south of Los Angeles. He was a swine of a man and a jabbering dupe of a president. He was an evil man, evil in a way that only those who believe in the physical reality of the devil can understand it. Perfect justification, I think, for wearing a Nixon costume on a day you are reviewing something else by McVitie's. Best, Xander.
Well, Xander and I have a connection, a deep connection, okay. I feel, there, because I too have a quote from Hunter S. Thompson. He had the fighting instincts of a badger trapped by hounds. The badger will roll over on its back and emit a smell of death, which confuses the dogs and lures them in for the traditional ripping and tearing action. But it is usually the badger who does the ripping and tearing. It is a beast that fights best on its back, rolling under the throat of the enemy and seizing it by the head with all four claws. That was Nixon's style, and if you forgot, he would kill you as a lesson to the others.
I'm not so sure now. Maybe Nixon wasn't such a great guy.
What? Of course he was a great guy. Everyone loves badgers.
I mean, I know he opened up relations with China. But, I mean, what about if he did some other stuff as well that I don't know about?
No.
I mean, I know he took some funds from the big milk cartel. Boys will be boys, you know? Who hasn't taken a bit of money from the big milk cartels once in a while, you know? If we all were, you know, had a black mark against our name for that, then there'd be a lot of names with black marks against them.
Yeah. My advice would be to not look too closely at this or anything.
Okay, good. Final one is from Esther. Subject, is it too late to join the Bitcoin revolution? Bitcoin has increased in value by over 3,000 in the last few years alone. Wow, 3,000 in the last years. That sounds like a lot. The crypto world is exploding with potential right now. This is time to start and profit. Find out more.
And this was from?
This is from Esther Preyas, email pagesimlick@gmail.com.
Do we have any links or anything we can click on?
Yeah, there is. Shall I click on
it now? Yeah, thank God. Brilliant. For a second there, I wasn't sure how we were going to get more information.
My computer's now not working.
Yeah, great letters, great opinions, great views, great people, great listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, because really, it's you who make the show what it is.
Yeah. And really, it's you who benefits in any way from this show.
Yeah. So, in a way, you're kind of writing letters to yourself. And that's
which
the most.
Is, a weird thing to do.
It's the most rewarding correspondence I've ever had, is corresponding with myself.
Yeah, but you're a very lonely man.
But also incredibly smart as well. Okay, then. So, on to our final texture section. For this season.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of gravitas.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what you...
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, texture this time. We're going to test how well this gold bar dunks. And David has already finished his.
Yep.
I am very concerned for his well-being right now.
I feel fine. Better than fine. I feel good. Better than good. I feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to crack open another one, even though I haven't finished the first one. Because I came across something which intrigued me. It's called slamming.
Okay. Is this something that the Utes do?
I believe so, yeah. It might be the next big teen craze.
We're not going to get hurt, are we, Dave?
Who knows? Kids today are pretty crazy. So the name comes from Tim Tams, which I think we discussed before. It's Australian, like a penguin bar.
Right, yeah.
You bite off like the top corner and then like one of the bottom corners, and then you basically suck hot drink through that.
Right.
Use the bar's straw. So
those crazy kids, what will they do next?
So I burn off the corners, reduce my life expectancy considerably doing so. I will now attempt to drink the hot drink through the biscuit, through the middle of the bar.
Good luck.
Thank you.
So brave.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever done.
We both know that's not true.
I don't think this really works. Now there's just like gross melted caramel topping, just horribly dripping, looking like pure film-grade snot into my tea.
Mm.
Why the hell did I do something the kids are doing? What a stupid idea.
Maybe I'll have a go. Did they definitely do it with gold bars?
Yeah, they tried it. Oh my God, the whole thing is just like disintegrating.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah?
Mm.
Maybe I just haven't got the lung power anymore. I think if I had to do that again, I'd definitely give myself a headache.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't add any flavor. Stupid idea. Kids, don't slam. It's not worth it. Stay in school.
Say no to slamming.
And now look at that. It's just like, it's just turned into a gross, rubbery, horrible thing.
Let's give it a proper dunk.
Ooh. Wow. Now it's just like pure caramel crystals exploding in my mouth. Kind of like it.
Blimey. This is like extreme dunking.
Mm.
I'm living pretty close to the edge right now.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the caramel gold melts and becomes this kind of liquid sugar, I guess.
Mm.
But then you also get more of the biscuit taste.
Mm.
Oh, I can't believe I've just eaten two of those things.
That is half of your daily recommended intake of saturated fat right there. It's a good thing you don't eat.
Yeah.
Hey, this might actually do you some good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nutrients. Mm. That's what you guys like, isn't it?
I guess it kind of improved it in a way. I mean, it's still just fantastically sweet. I mean, I guess it's doing what it wants to do, which is just be incredibly, incredibly, incredibly sweet.
Mm.
I'm not sure if I want that, though.
I feel like I'm being punched in the taste buds.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe that should be their slogan.
And the teeth as well.
But then it's kind of the teas there also to sort of calm things down, soothe things.
What? There's no, where's the calming element in this?
From the tea.
Oh, sorry, the tea. Sorry, yeah. Maybe the sugar's just got me a little bit on edge. I'm sorry.
It's like a combo thing, right? It's like you have the extreme aggression from the gold bar.
And the just aggressively
just,
sweet.
It's just so angry in my mouth.
Yeah.
But then the tea's like, hey, it's cool.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, the gold bar, it's like you've just got to the pub. It's like 6 o'clock in the evening and the gold bar's turned up. It's immediately very, very loud. How you doing? You all right? Shots? Yeah, get some shots. Yeah. Nah, he wants shots. He does. He wants shots. I'll get him two then. Yeah. And then it's come back with shots. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not sure I can handle this. And you probably can't, but you're going to be bought shots and you're not going to drink them. So just buckle in and just hope for the best.
I feel like this biscuit has peer pressured us into eating two already. I'm just wondering where this is going to end.
Actually, I think you might be onto something there, yeah. I'm not sure I would have done that of my own volition.
It's like a dare. It's like a biscuit dare. It's like, have another one. I'm like, yeah. Oh, no, I don't really feel like having a... What, are you afraid? I'm not afraid.
As it's the fashion just... gold at you. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
What, are you scared?
Do you want to be successful? No, I want to be successful. I am a successful in my own way. I have friends and family who care for me. That's I'm talking about real success. Yeah.
Do you want to be a winner?
Gold success.
Do you want to be a winner or do you want to be a loser? Those are the only two options.
And I'm going to be peer pressured into giving that a 3.5. Which is not a very high score, but I just know this is just so bad for me. I mean, biscuits, they're sweet and they're treats, and there's probably not that much in the way of health benefits, but this is a real health detriment.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that, and I'm glad it hurt me.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. It's like we're having a little bit of a tussle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a bit of a romance. Is that what romance is? I'm not entirely sure.
Romance is whatever you make it.
Love is about conflict, right? If romantic movies have taught me anything, is that it's primarily about two people that don't really like each other.
Yeah, but then stay together because they're the two best looking people in the film. I feel like my heart rate might have generally risen a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe you want another one? Feeling like maybe you want another one. You keep looking at it. You keep eyeing the packet. Yeah, I see like your eyes kind of like keep flitting to it.
Kind of, yeah.
Have another one. What, you don't think...
I'm not going to have a full one. I'm just going to have like a little bite.
Yeah, like have
one.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh man, you deserve it. No, I'm good.
It's just for the energy to get me through the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because I want to be successful as well.
Are you dunking it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Why?
No, that's cool. Yeah. You don't have to. The dunking part's over now.
It's so sugary.
You look like you're really enjoying that.
Kind of am in a really disgusting way.
Yeah.
This truly encapsulates the whole idea of guilty pleasure.
Yeah. As if there's any other kind of pleasure.
Oh, absolutely.
All pleasure
yeah.
is guilty. That's what sin is. Sin is just pleasure.
Yeah.
That people feel bad about, but they shouldn't.
All right then, so reviews time. So UK first up, 5 stars. It's from Robbie UK.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie UK says, yummy. Haven't changed a bit over all these years. Mm. Nostalgia satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he speaks for all of the UK?
Yeah. It's Robbie UK.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Mm. Next up, this is Mrs. Sky. 4 stars. Hits the spot.
Mm-hmm.
For when you need a sugar blast mid-afternoon.
Yeah, that is
no
accurate.
No fucking around
That's
there.
That's very accurate. Yeah.
Actually get a bit of stomach ache
You
now.
Look like you're flagging now. Maybe have a bit more.
No,
of
my stomach's
biscuit.
Actually hurting now. No, I really don't.
You just need just a little something to keep you going.
No,
just
I
little,
think...
a little sugary
I
hit.
Think that would push me over the edge. Yeah. Okay, next up. 3 stars.
Okay.
From Nicola. Says, product was fine, but the delivery cost more than the actual product. That's not a reason to give something 3 stars.
No.
If anything, that shows how great value the product is.
And also, like, can you really put a price on gold? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Quite easily.
So, yeah, now on to the USA. Because you can buy these in the USA. I wouldn't recommend it, I don't think.
Why?
It's really bad for you.
Okay, but like, you know, what's not really bad
But then
for
yeah,
you,
I suppose
know?
I'm saying this to the people who live in the land of the free.
Exactly.
And you're free to buy some really bad shit.
They can
there.
Do whatever they want. Don't you try and stop them.
Sorry.
Mad dictator.
I
kind of sound like someone else I know. Big guy upstairs. I just think you can tell people what to do just because you have a microphone and your voice is bigger than everyone else's.
That's what it's all about. Who's got the biggest voice? Forget it. Okay, so Amazon USA. First up, 3 stars. Well packed. It's okay chocolate, but not crazy about the flavor.
What? It's not chocolate.
Not really chocolate. But before you start laying into this person, that review was left by Superman.
Oh, wow. I better watch what I say.
Exactly, yeah.
Superman. Now, that was one of the...
one of the power friends.
One of the power friends from the comic.
Yeah, yeah. Books. Well packed. It's okay chocolate, but not crazy about the flavor. 3 stars.
Hmm.
There's no reason why Superman wouldn't leave reviews on Amazon.
No reason at all.
These are pretty fast guys, so he probably got time in his day to do that.
Yeah. I feel like Superman would know that it's not a chocolate, though. I think this person... Yeah, of course.
I never got the impression that Superman was a deep thinker, which is what you need to be to determine whether it's chocolate or not.
But wouldn't he just be able to, like, see the ingredients with his special eyes? Presumably, I think Superman's the one that has all powers.
I don't know that well, but I'm pretty sure they've never addressed Superman having super taste buds.
I think it's not, like, the super taste buds, but I think, like, his eyes, he, like, looks at the biscuit and then he can just see what it's made out of.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's one of his powers. I don't think so. I'm almost certain.
Superman, if you're listening, write in, DM us. Tell us, can you see ingredients? You obviously can't. It's a ridiculous question. I'm sorry that you have to come down from your super perch to answer. I believe Superman sleeps on the perch. Yeah. I mean, he can fly like a bird, right? Or is that a plane?
I think it's both.
Okay, cool.
He can fly either like a bird or like a plane, which is confusing because they don't fly the same.
No, they don't. One has like very rigid wings and one flaps. So,
and we'll leave it up to the listeners to decipher which one.
I look forward to seeing an angry argument on Twitter break out over this. Okay, and next one from the American Amazon, Emmanuel. 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
The best chocolate ever. The best chocolate ever. I eat this all the time in England, and being in America now, I had to continue to eat it. When you eat one, you're hooked, and you just can't put them down.
Okay, so that's the second time that an American has just got the ingredients totally wrong. Guys, it's not chocolate.
Yeah.
Do we have to, like, release some sort of statement, like make a public service announcement or something? It's not chocolate.
No, what's the... Is there any description on here?
It's gold. It says right there on the packet.
I see no chocolate or cocoa in the ingredients. It's good old-fashioned caramel flavor coating, 70%.
You can tell it's not chocolate because it neither looks or tastes like chocolate. That's usually a hint.
That, yeah, you can also, yeah, use that to tell. When you can't put them down, I worry.
I 100% agree with that.
Really?
I'm itching for more.
Really?
Yeah.
What's stopping you? Your own sense of self-preservation? Well, just like a deep biological urge not to let your DNA die?
No, I guess I'm hoping more that you eat them all because I think they're affecting you more negatively and that's quite funny.
Yeah, I'm breaking out and, well, it's not even really a sweat. I just feel like my pores have all opened up and I'm just like gasping for something. I feel like sometimes with review sections, we just had UK and US.
Mm-hmm.
We've ignored our kind of European listeners, and we have a lot of European listeners.
Presumably, we're going to continue to do so.
And we're not going to change things now. No, so I just got one. This is from Loison from France.
France.
Yeah, gives it 5 stars. Loison says, "It is my favorite biscuit, my magic moment. I am scared that one day they will stop it." So, yeah, it's having a deep effect on people, you know?
I can understand it.
All that glitters is gold.
Maybe that should be their tagline.
Yeah, exactly.
McVitie's gold. Crunchy biscuit bar with a unique gold coating. All that glitters is gold.
Yeah.
And humans are born with sin in their hearts. If they add that part as well.
Yeah, exactly. Then you've got it all.
Just all the information you need.
All the, yeah, on a chocolate bar. Not a chocolate bar. Not a caramel coated bar. It's a biscuit bar, sorry. A biscuit bar. Yeah. Just remember it's a biscuit bar.
You're slurring again.
What? You're slurring. Final section?
Final section.
Okay, the biscuitness. Is it a biscuit?
You fucking think fig rolls are a biscuit, so this is absolutely a biscuit.
I don't know. There's not a lot of biscuit compared to the caramel coating.
There's more biscuit on it than there is on a fig roll, which is zero. There's zero biscuit in a fig roll. There's more biscuit in this one.
I feel like it's like its own little genus. It's like a biscuit bar. It's a biscuit bar.
It's like you get wolves and you get dogs, right?
Yeah.
And then with dogs, you get like dachshunds and other types are available.
Yeah. But it's not a cat.
But it's not a cat.
Yeah.
Fig roll's a cat.
Fig roll is like a cat-dog hybrid.
It's like some kind of like...
A cog.
A fox.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. A fig roll is a fox. A wagon wheel is a cat.
Wait, what?
Do you think a wagon wheel is a biscuit?
It might fit into what family is the gold bar in?
A wagon wheel is a coyote.
Right.
The gold bar is like a dachshund.
I think gold bar is like one of those wild hunting dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I think we got sidetracked. So, dogs.
Dogs love biscuits. So feed your dogs biscuits.
Feed your dogs gold bars.
Yeah.
That should be their tagline.
And it's fine because there's no chocolate on them, so...
Gold bars. Crunchy biscuit bar with a unique gold coating. All that glitters is gold. Humans are born with sin in their hearts. Mm-hmm. Give these to your dogs.
Yes, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Just get all that on the gold bar, like just underneath where it says gold.
Yeah, they would sell a lot more because I feel like this is, unlike the rest of McVitie's products, this hasn't really crossed into the national conscious in the way Hobnobs and Digestives.
Yeah. And maybe that is because they don't belong in the wolf family, but they belong in the dog family. And in the dog family, you get your clubs, your penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Tams or whatever they're called. Yeah.
What about Kit Kats?
Ooh, I think Kit Kats as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is in the same family as a Kit Kat.
Okay, the Kit Kat is on the edge of the family.
Yeah, because it's like wafer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's coated.
It's coated,
All of those things are like coated. Biscuits aren't usually coated.
Yeah.
They have like a little bit on the top or something. But this is like absolutely dripping with gold. Just dripping.
Yeah. Okay, so it is a biscuit, fine. Or it fits into the biscuit family, biscuit family tree.
And you can very easily work out what is and isn't a biscuit if you just look at the dog family tree.
Exactly. It's straightforward. Come on. It's biology, people.
Do we have to spell this out for you?
Biscuit biology. Come on. I still don't think it's very biscuity, though. If I'm in someone's house and they're like, do you want a biscuit? Yes, please. And they bring out a plate of gold bars. They're like, you're trying to fucking kill me.
They're like, would you like a biscuit? Yes. Would you like an experience? No, I just want a biscuit. Okay, but instead of a biscuit, what if you were being punched in the face with sugar?
Yeah.
I guess the whole thing about a biscuit is that, like we've said before, it's supposed to be a comforting treat.
Well, in the British tradition, yeah.
Yeah, you sit down, you have your cup of tea, you feel all cozy, and you have a plate of biscuits or whatever. With this, it's like you can't be comfortable when it's got you by the taste buds.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like this is, you know, because we've had some biscuits from other countries, the Glycobisco, of course.
So advanced.
So advanced. The rose biscuit after the champagne dunking.
Hashtag
my view on the biscotti.
Yeah.
The Lotus Biscoff. Great biscuits. Not that comforting, though. But no. We're like, these are great.
Yeah.
These are great. These are kind of showing us something. Oreos as well. Showing us something.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the British attempt at not being a comfy biscuit. Being like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to fucking wow you. Yeah. You thought I was going to turn to this party and be all boring and staid and stiff upper lip? No. I'm wearing some snazzy socks and I bought half a bottle of absinthe, which I had left over, which someone else bought in my house because I would never buy it myself. It's a bit like someone who is trying to act fun after reading a WikiHow article on how to be fun, you know?
Who would do that?
What?
That's crazy.
Not me, but I'll tell you that suggesting games of I Spy is a great way to have fun when you're with friends.
Did you ever have these when you were a kid?
Probably not. Probably because my parents...
Were they bronze biscuits back then?
Stone biscuits. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think so. I remember having penguin bars. Great bar. Occasionally a club, but never a McVitie's gold. It's too much. Who's looking at biscuits and being like, yeah, I want some gold biscuits? What's the message here, David? Don't question it. That's what I'm doing. Shit. Why do I never remember my own lessons? Don't question it. It's gold. Gold is great.
That's
just
the thing.
Get
like,
the gold.
Humans are kind of, you know, like any animal. They're very dumb and stupid. Mm. And they look at shiny things and go, ooh, I like that because it's shiny. And they put it in their human nests. Do humans have nests?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, presumably.
I see the biscuit it's most like then, if we're going to go down that road, is the Hobnob.
Yeah.
All about facades, all it's about appearances, all about trying to sell you something, trying to be something which it's not. And that's what Empty Bliss is all about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's about that facade.
Yeah.
So I think I'm ready to score this now.
Okay.
For the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, I'm giving this a biscuitness score of 1.
Okay.
But for the Empty Bliss movement, it's getting a 17.
17 out of 5?
17 is the coolest number.
Is it?
7's a pretty cool number.
7's like the magic number, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The thing with the Hobnob is that it was trying to convince you that it was more wholesome than it was. This is trying to say, like, look, it doesn't matter. I am this surface thing that you think I am.
Yeah.
Essentially worthless, but I'm shiny and you're going to fall for it.
Yeah.
And like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. If you get a kick out of it, who cares if it's, you know, hollow and meaningless?
Yeah.
It is hashtag empty bliss. You know what this is?
What?
It's like a crossroads because, you know, the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast is all about integrity.
It's about integrity and it's about getting really into things. What does it mean? What does it mean to be a biscuit? What does it mean to enjoy something?
It's getting to the truth of the matter. Facts. Yeah. We deal in facts. Facts are our currency.
Yeah. And empty bliss is about just go out and just get the biggest loan you can and buy the ugliest sports car you can and just take loads of selfies in the sports car.
I think for biscuitness, I think I'm going to give it the exact same score as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great
one
score.
One and 17.
But I feel like in our costumes today, I was upset at first. I'm not going to lie. I think I probably didn't pick up on it, but I was quite upset.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you upset?
I felt like you were barging in on my kind of turf with the Richard Nixon thing.
Oh, but that
and there was
just
never going to be room for two Richard Nixons on the show. But now I realize we're two very different Richard Nixons.
Okay.
Me in my all gold. I feel like this is empty bliss Nixon I represent, and you represent International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast Nixon.
Yeah.
So I guess between now and whatever happens next, it's a question of who's going to come out on top.
Yeah, we're going to have to fight to the death.
Yeah, is it going to be Biscuit Nixon or Gold Nixon? Little story though, was kind of on coming home on the bus today, sat next to a guy on the bus. He had a packet of Tesco Value ginger nuts. And he must have put away at least a third of a pack in like a 20-minute bus ride. And you know what? I was kind of proud. Because they weren't McVitie's ginger nuts.
Mm.
And I feel like if with this show, we can at least stop one person from buying the trash McVitie's biscuits and just go and try anything else, then it's all been worth it. All the dozens, 100 plus hours that we put into the show has been worth it just to change one person's attitude towards McVitie's.
Yeah. And equally, I feel like if by sort of advocating evil, the more people in the world do more evil, or as Stuart recommended, do better evil, but really just do more evil though, just more of it, just get it out there.
You know?
Then I'll feel like my short time on this show will have been worth it too.
I think we both go away pretty satisfied then.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me as a guest.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah. Real pleasure, real honor.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of laughs, a lot of great memories. I think that's something I'm definitely going to take away is all the great memories that we've got, all the great times we had together.
I'll see you for season two, maybe, if you've got a spot for me.
Let's see. Maybe.
You've been listening to... Oh, sorry. That's my mistake. Sorry. You go right ahead.
Great. So that was it. Just like one last outro to do.
Totally my fault. I thought that was me. Just
right.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Are you sure?
Yep. Got it. You're DP, I'm DK.
Got it, great. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online and check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
Is this one me?
Yes, that's you.
Okay. You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast Bite Size to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been. Hail Satan.
I'm David Price. He's David Knight, and you can't join us again next week because we won't be here. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.